Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Field House with Stormy and the Brodies. I'm Stormy, back with my Brodies, Marcellus.
Call me Tia, you know who it is.
Carl.
What's goody?
And our special Brody, Ian.
Howdy, howdy, America.
Oh, it's a special day with Ian in the house today. He's never in here.
Oh, don't flatter me, guys.
Our first topic of today is the Final Four and who you guys got to win.
Marcellus? Go ahead, Ian. Go ahead.
Okay.
I already know you. Yep, go ahead.
Now, don't get me wrong. I predicted them to go out in the first game back when I made my bracket. But as the games right now, I'm picking South Carolina to make it all the way.
And to win?
To win it all.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You think Frank Martin's system is going to win the national championship in the NCAA?
I think as of right now, there is no team playing better defense. There's no team playing it more efficiently. And there is no team living up to the billing better than South Carolina.
You sure about that?
I am.
A team that came into the tournament 6-9,
yep.
You think they're going to win it all?
Yeah.
You don't even think Gonzaga beat them in the semifinal?
Uh-uh.
You don't think Karnowski's going to lead them to victory by himself?
See, I think it's going to be a close game, but basketball games aren't won on paper. They're won on the court.
Mm.
And Sidwell is looking unstoppable.
Karnowski isn't?
Oh, no. Karnowski is looking incredible, but I've got a gut feeling. I've got a gut feeling. Now, I realize South Carolina is a one-player team, but I guess offensively
rely on him, but they do play good team defense.
They play good team
defense. They buy into what Frank Martin has built in that program,
exactly.
And they believe, but I just don't think it's going to get them any further.
All right,
I'm sorry.
So who's your pick?
North Carolina, who I picked to win the national championship a long time ago. It's going to be a one-seed final. It's going to be Gonzaga, and it's going to be North Carolina. Dylan Brooks is Oregon's only hope. North Carolina, on the other hand, when you have guys like Justin Jackson, Joel Berry, if he can stay healthy and not hurt his ankle again, and Kennedy Meeks, not to mention you got Bradley coming off the bench to protect the paint as well, I just don't see how the Tar Heels will lose by a game winner this year. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. They're not losing the national championship off a game winner at the buzzer. Not this year.
So
it's not going to happen.
Are you predicting a battle of the Carolinas in the final?
I am not. I am predicting a number one seed final, Gonzaga and North Carolina.
All right.
You really think South Carolina has a chance?
I mean, I almost think that it's like 100%. I really think that Gonzaga is not going to win this game, and I don't think there's a way they do. Just because of the defense. Now, if you've got to rely on a big man in the middle to do all your work and a team that plays a solid defense as South Carolina does.
Hold on.
I don't know if those matchups go together well.
I agree with you from that standpoint, and this is what I will say to this. Do you think Gonzaga is a better offensive team than Baylor?
Yes, you do.
Baylor they couldn't do anything with the team that plays good defense,
uh-uh.
Hence South Carolina.
Exactly.
Gonzaga plays way better offense than Baylor.
Much better.
Granted, they're not in the Big 12. It's a harder conference the Big 12 is.
Uh-huh.
But Gonzaga was number one in the country for a reason. I don't see them losing to a 6-9 mediocre SEC team that barely got into the NCAA tournament.
And with that, I saw on SportsCenter that Thornwell?
Yes.
He missed practice this week because he was sick.
Yeah.
So is he the number one guy for
them? Yeah, he's their guy.
Yeah, so if your guy is under the weather and he's the one that you depend on for your offensive production, it's not looking too good for your 100% certainty of them winning.
Let me just say, go ahead, Ian.
Jordan had the flu game.
That's what I was about to say. You ever heard of Michael Jordan? Dude balled out with the flu. I think
y'all really about to compare Thornwell to the GOAT? Come on now. Let's just be real
players,
here.
Okay, yeah, it's true. We all know that Michael Jordan just had a hangover. He ain't had a flu.
Yeah. Let's say South Carolina somehow beats Gonzaga, and they play North Carolina, because they're going to play North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Oregon has no chance. Dylan Brooks is their only chance, and I don't see Dylan Brooks doing anything with Kennedy Meeks or Justin Jackson, so that's a fair argument, right?
Mm-hmm.
You really think South Carolina matches up well with North Carolina?
I don't. I think it would almost be a better – and this is – you can't say it with last year, because last year's championship game was one for the ages, right?
It was.
But I think if South Carolina and North Carolina were to make it and they were to match up against each other, I think that matchup would be better than any championship game in a while except for last year's, because those two teams match up so well. Because like you said, UNC has five different players that they could put on the court at
easily the deepest team in the country as far as depth-wise.
Easily the deepest team in the country.
Yeah.
And just like South Carolina, they weren't the best team regular season, you could say. But in the tournament, they've found their pace, they found their rut, and they've it up. But I think it would be ridiculously close, but I don't know if I've seen enough defensively from UNC to say they would match up with South Carolina.
But they don't have an offense that they need to match up with.
Who? Oh, South Carolina does? Oh, okay, yeah.
North Carolina doesn't have to play the defense South Carolina does because they don't have to
you gotta
worry
stop one
about
guy.
That many people on the other team as an offensive threat. So, like most of these teams, they're deeper offensively than South Carolina is, so you don't have to play that hard of defense as South Carolina has to work their butts off playing because there's no one that you have to worry about.
I will say this. My national champions did dodge a bullet against Kentucky because that sequence was wild as all get out.
The basketball Malik gods.
Yeah, Malik Monk hits a three, a crazy contested three to tie it up, and they didn't get back. And unfortunately, they left a wide open White for a mid-range jumper to win the game.
March Madness this year has been mad. Like,
yeah,
I can't remember it like this.
I think, what was it, 0.003 out of 18 million brackets got the Final Four correct?
Yeah.
That's just insane.
Florida-Wisconsin game?
Yeah. Floater three, nothing but net. Come on now.
Yeah.
But, again, I just don't see... Even then, you really think South Carolina, North Carolina, that's a game that the fans want to watch? I don't. Because if you look at the statistics, if you look at the television ratings, March Madness Final Four, television ratings are always high when it's a one or two seed in the final, and it's more than one. When you got these guys like George Mason in 2006, Florida Gulf Coast, Dunk City 2011, you got guys like that in the Final Four, TV ratings go down.
I don't agree with that.
No, they do. That's a fact.
Well, okay, maybe it's a fact, but people like watching them more.
Do you? Do you really think that?
I love an underdog story. I love a Cinderella story.
No, you don't. I don't believe it.
You've got to look at Oregon at that Cinderella type story. Mm-hmm. They lose their best player and still make it to the Final Four. They're kind of on a Cinderella high.
I don't,
in the sense of this tournament that, you know, they kind of get counted out because they lose their best player, but the guys have come together and found a way to win, so.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Why are you so sure that North Carolina is going to win?
Versus everybody else in the Final Four right now. Mm-hmm. Too many weapons to deal with. They're the deepest team in the country. In the Final Four, don't see them losing.
Could you argue that Oregon is the hottest of the four right now, though? Now, I think North Carolina is going to beat them, but could you argue that Oregon is maybe the hottest team?
They are, but Dylan Brooks is the only guy that they have to worry about stopping. Mm-hmm. Whereas, if from Oregon's perspective... Mm-hmm. You got to stop Justin Jackson. Oh, my goodness. Now we're going to double Justin Jackson, which means that leaves Joel Berry open for three. Mm-hmm. Oh, now Joel Berry, we got to chase him off the perimeter, so we'll just dump it down low to Kennedy Meeks. Weapons after weapons after weapons after weapon after weapon after weapon. And you got White coming off the bench. Oh, yeah, let's dish it out to him so he can knock down the three. Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll go back in down low to Bradley so he can – I mean, weapon after weapon after weapon. As far as I'm concerned, the deepest team, they have the best chance in the Final Four. Will they win? I believe so. I'm not saying they are. I just think they have the best shot. It's just my opinion.
I kind of agree. Even though I was saying that Oregon, you know, is kind of a Cinderella story, but I would pick UNC to win because they've been there. It shows that they've been there, 20 times, and the other three combined have been there, what, six?
South Carolina has no business being in the Final Four, Ian. Are you serious?
Maybe that's the reason they're there.
No. They were 6-9 coming into the tournament.
And yet
you think their hot streak is going to continue, and they're going to make the final. I don't see them beating Gonzaga.
Who knows? This is college basketball where literally anything can happen.
I know. I get that, but to a certain extent. To a certain extent, because what happened to Xavier? What happened to them? Gonzaga made them look like they didn't even belong on the court.
Yeah, fair.
And I really think that's what's about to happen to South Carolina.
But in any sport, does getting hot matter more than in college basketball?
You're right. I agree with you on that.
That's why the tourney is special, because a team like South Carolina.
You don't think this break is going to throw off their rhythm any?
No, I do. I do. It's like Stormy said, with Sindarius sick, that could do something, but... I don't know. I've got a gut feeling. I know that's a terrible explanation for why I think they're going to make it, but I've just got
and
a
you,
gut feeling.
You really think the country as a whole, the nation as a whole, likes the underdog better than the favorite?
The Battle of the Palmetto States would be so cool to see South Carolina and UNC. Oh, that would be amazing.
I think that would be a big crowd.
Because
it's the experience, kind of like the golden child of college basketball versus the new guy on the block.
They make movies about stuff like this.
They do, but the numbers don't lie, Ian. The Final Four gets more views when it's a one or two seed in the Final Four, more than one of those teams. That's just the way it is. They like favorites. I like the underdog story, too. But the country as a whole, I don't think that they agree with us on this.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see, though. We will have another show, a follow-up show.
Okay.
And we will see if Mr. Ian Kraft was right.
I think we can agree to disagree on
this. Yeah, yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for being out here tonight. This is Stormy and the Brody signing off from the Fieldhouse.
All right, deuces.
Hit the showers.
Adios.